This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on my side. I appreciate the time that you're spending. I appreciate the time that you're spending on my side with me. And you know what? Get involved in the conversation. Again, like I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 is how to get involved in the conversation. You can head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things going on there at the on the website. If you're on Facebook or you're a Facebook person, you always head over to the Facebook, over to the Facebook. Bah, that was bad. That's what it used to be called, the Facebook. You can head over to Facebook, and Facebook will you can and you can get what I keep wanting to call it a chat room. You can get involved in the Facebook feed. How's that? God, I can't stand all these new terminologies I have to learn. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you really want to get involved in the conversation, you can send me an email to Joe at the Real Side. Take that as well. Tonight, it's more of a smorgasbord of a topic tonight. We are somewhat all over the place. And for good reason. I started off the show with a clip from someone who basically said, hey, you know, as far as gender goes, there is no gender. And we've made it up, you know, male, female, all this other fun stuff. We made all that up. And it's too tough on them. They really can't figure it out on their own. And it's not fair to force them to. I think to myself, wow, really? Is it? Was it? Because it wasn't that hard for us. Growing up in the 60s, I mean, the 70s was what? Free sex and rock and roll. I mean, free sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And we made it. We survived. I don't know how, because according to all these nut jobs, we should never have survived. And I don't know if you guys heard it during the news break. Charlie Manson was hospitalized. Do you care? Because I don't care. I think it's great. But what he did to people, what that man terrorizing and what he did to people, I don't really care if he croaks. Now, as a Christian, I'd love for him to come to the knowledge of Christ, but you know what? He's going to make that decision on his own. So I know this one's going to get me in trouble, but I really don't care. Because I'm tired of hearing these things on a regular basis. Now, look, I could talk to you guys about Pelosi's comments today from the floor, and maybe I will later on, of Congress. We could talk about Chuck Schumer's comments. These people still, you know, it's really simple. It's tiring. Because the Dems still don't get the fact that they lost. And they don't get the fact that their principles lost, their policies lost, their politics lost. And yet, they keep somewhat threatening Republicans that if they don't come in line with their policies, they're going to stop them from happening. And I laugh at that because the American people voted for it to stop. So why would we do what you want us to do? They have lost control. Mother of a four-year-old transgender magazine, according to National Geographic, a mother of a four-year-old transgender says that their family is being harassed because of the magazine article. Now, let's be clear here. I'm not for harassing anybody. This doesn't fix anything. It doesn't open up the conversation. It just makes you look like a bunch of putzes. That's what it does. But Debbie Jackson, whose decision to put her 9-year-old transgender daughter on the cover of National Geographic created a swirl of controversy, says the family. And now they're receiving threats and harassment. Jackson's daughter, Avery, was born as a male and began her transition to female at the tender age of 4 years old. I had, and I have to go back and get the show, but I'm going to say it anyway. All right, I had a psychologist on who said this could be considered a form of child abuse. How does a 4-year-old decide that they want to be either male or female? How do they make that decision at 4? They can't even decide what colors match. They can't even decide whether they want to brush their teeth or not. They can't decide to make very simple, rudimentary daily decisions. But at 4 years old, they can decide to have a sex change. You don't think this is a problem here? The child's picture on the front of the magazine created a raging debate with different people offering different reasons for liking or disliking. I don't really care. Look, psychologists say that human brains don't come together. They don't make all the proper connections. They have a hard time making decisions. When you sit in a room where you have 16 and 17-year-olds that are doing stupid things, whether it's drugs, alcohol, or just dumb things in school, you know what the psychologists tell you? Their brains haven't formed yet. They make these dumb decisions. Dumb decisions. They make these dumb decisions because their brains don't have the capacity to figure it out, which is why I've always been amazed that we allow them to drink at 18, we allow them to serve in the service at 18. There's a lot of things I kind of scratch my head on here. But that's a story for another night. Jackson says her family's been attacked on the internet communities. Since the publication came out, she specifically referred to one thread that said that she likes to target to trans community. She likes to target the trans community. A lot of them try to target people and harass them so much that they'll commit suicide. Yeah, see, that's wrong. I would never target the child, especially in this case. I would go after the parents and ask them, you really believe that a 4-year-old can make that decision? It's just amazing. We're going to go on with this after the break. A lot more crazy stuff, including micro-cheating. Yeah, it's kind of like we almost cheat. You kind of cheat. You think about cheating, I think. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN. Always a pleasure. Hey, I don't know if you guys... I know. Like, it's like a bunch... What is it? The red dot with the cat? You know, every place it goes, I'm jumping around. I've got a TV off to my left. And I saw Julian Assange off to my left here. And he openly said today that, hey, no, we did not. I did not receive any help or information from Russia. So, you know, we could believe... If we could believe everything else he gave us, why can't we believe this? And, you know, you just got to sit there. I'm going to let it play out a little longer before I comment on it, but I just think it's hilarious. You know, he's sitting there going, I don't know what all the hubbub's about. We didn't get any help from Russia. So, anyhow, I am Joe Bettini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there on the website to get involved with smarter people than I. If you're on Facebook, we do a live Facebook feed. You can pick it up there along with smart people in a Facebook feed as well. They ask great questions. They pick up on some pretty cool things that I miss even in when we're interviewing guests and such. The I hate this. I this stuff here just cuts me to the core. And some people say, well, it's because you hate transgender people, you hate gays, you hate lesbians. It has nothing to do with it. Okay? Nothing to do with it. I just don't understand how a parent can allow a 4-year-old to decide, or a 5-year-old, or a 6-year-old for that matter, to decide that they want to be a different sex, that they're transgender at 4 years old. With everything I know, with the people I've had on this show, you know, with psychologists I've had on this show that are not hardcore right-wing Bible-thumping white guys. If you want to copy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can find it at Amazon.com. If you like the show, you'll love the book. It's a quick read. It's an easy read. But this was quote-unquote, this 4-year-old transgender child. The parents now, not only does this kid have to go through all this harassment at school and is being forced into a lifestyle that it may not want, at 9 years old, mommy puts the child on the cover of National Geographic. Isn't that cool? No, it has nothing to do with the parents' sake. It's all for the child's sake, right? It's amazing. Keep it quiet. Work it through yourself. I see this as a problem. At 4, look, at 20, you decide this is the direction you want to go in or what have you. You're on your own. Fine. But not at 4. And for those of you who think it's okay to harass people like this, you're wrong. It's not what you're called to do. If you're a godly person, God didn't want you doing this, man. Find me a scripture where it says he wants you doing this. So the mother says that Avery started her transition at a very young age, and many argue that the 4-year-old is too young to make those decisions themselves. The claim is that the mother is using her child for fame and attention. And I don't know if that's totally the reason. Some of these people really believe. Look at, when I looked at my mom at 6 years old and said, Mommy, I want to be like you. Do you think that I meant that I wanted to go through a sex change? Or you think maybe I liked the way she carried herself? Maybe I just thought it was exciting the way she handled herself, and she was a businesswoman. You know, God only knows the reason little boys say that to their moms, or vice versa. When a little girl says, Daddy, you know, when I grow up, I want to marry you. My God, along the way of thinking of all you people on the left, she should wait and marry her daddy. Maybe, why should he wait? Do it then. If they've got the brains at 4 years old, if they can decide to do a sex change at 4, when little girl looks at me, both of my daughters, Daddy, when I grow up, I'm going to marry you. Why wait? Honey, let's do it now. Don't look at me like that. It's the loons on the left. This logic makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So the Jackson has used her platform as the trans girl mom, even using a Twitter handle called Trans Girl Mom, to boost her own reputation, including landing Jackson some lucrative speaking gigs. I would imagine she's not speaking at the Southern Baptist Conference. Jackson has argued that transgender suicide rates skyrocketed after Donald. This, by the way, you want to talk about fake news? This is all garbage and fake news. When they say after Donald Trump was elected, you had more women being raped. You talk about media propaganda, but they'll come down on the conservatives. Not this stuff, just the conservatives. It's a line of garbage, and you need to call it out every place you see it. So she said that transgender suicide rates skyrocketed after Donald Trump. You know, they don't have to give numbers either. I love that. They don't have to give any proof. The left never has to give any proof. But Nick Adams, director of the GLAAD Transgender Media Program, said that there is no evidence to substantiate. Now, please understand, GLAAD. the Gay and Lesbian Alliance, okay? Their media program director said, there's no evidence. The mom's talking out of both sides of her mouth. Clean that up, didn't I? And that it's important that mainstream media outlets and people on social media don't buy into this. Don't spread this inaccurate information. All right? See, I'm willing to give honor to where honor's due. This guy called it out. It's right. It's great. Okay? I mean, seriously. Think about the fear that puts into other parents. Think of what that does. I was accused of something because I spoke about a guy that raped a baby to death. And I was accused of somehow perpetuating that kind of thing because I talked about it. It was from a left loon. Don't you have the same issue here? You're talking about this. You're talking about how there's more transgender people that are being... there's more suicides by transgender since Trump was elected. Aren't you perpetuating the same thing? I'm telling you, this is... They have lost their minds on the left. This is wrong to do to this child. And at 9 years old, it's still a child. At 9 years old, it's still being made fun of. All because at 4 years old, something was said, and the mother decided to go full bore in the other direction. Where's the dad in the picture? I haven't heard anything from him. I don't even know if this child has a dad.
He does.
He does? Mm-hmm. The dad say anything? I haven't either. So daddy's probably hiding in the corner. I don't know what daddy's doing. But it's wrong for daddy to do, too. Yeah, I get irritated, too, with this stuff, people. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Huffington Post says that your boyfriend is probably micro-cheating on you, and they can prove it. Isn't that wonderful of them? We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I don't make up these stories. You can find them on your own. That is, by the way, the Genesis Communication Networks. Or you can, if you want to hop over to my website, therealside.com, you can hop on the stations. You can find the stations list and all that other fun stuff. Find a station near you. If you don't have, if the station near you doesn't carry the show, call them and ask them why. And if you don't get a good enough reason answer, then call me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. We'll get it. I'll get on them. We'll find out what's going on with them. All right, listen. You know I do the crazy stories, right? So according to the Huffington Post, your boyfriend is probably. Here's a new. I don't have enough brain capacity to take in all these new words, right? What do we have earlier? We had transabled, transspecies, and now we have micro-cheating. That's right. Your boyfriend's probably micro-cheating on you. So just in case you're listening to where he's, you know, with your significant other heading into this new year, you know, you just don't have enough worries, right? Now, here's another relational element for you. The Huffington Post and Cosmopolitan? Boy, they're still around. Yes. They've decided, well, I see Cosmopolitan at the checkout stand. I thought it was another form of Playboy. I'd heard that Playboy went out of print, and then I saw Cosmopolitan. I went, yeah, they didn't have to go out of print. They're right there. Anyway, they've decided to undermine your confidence in your long-term partnership by introducing the concept of micro-cheating. And we have micro-everything, right? Micro-aggressions, now micro-cheating. Adding to the reassurance that, yes, your partner... Now, this isn't like, hey, listen, this happens once in a while. No, no, they're saying, yes, your partner is probably doing this. Micro-cheating is defined as an action or series of actions that are kind of like cheating, but without a true second relationship. So, you know, you see a girl walk by and you go, oh, wow, she's kind of pretty. I would have gone out with her 20 years ago. Is that micro-cheating? Apparently it is. Does that mean every time you look at, like, Tom Selleck Are you micro cheating on me?
I micro cheated on you today.
Okay, you did. You have to knock this off. This is not going to work out for us. I tell you, people, we've lost our minds. We have seriously lost our minds. Anyway, the smaller these little emotional actions that should make you wildly suspicious. So we're going to take this little thing that means absolutely nothing, and you should become wildly suspicious about your partner's extracurricular activities, but with no indication that he's actually doing anything or sleeping with anybody or meeting with anybody. Right? In this era of feminism fighting back, Cosmo reminds us men are always on the lookout for other women to oppress. Now, come on. You knew it was going there, right? Because that's all we do. Remember the story I did last night? All men rape. Remember that one? Go back and get last night's segment. That's why I said we've lost our minds as a society. Any meaning of truth and reality, we've just lost it. Men are always on the lookout for to oppress women, so says Cosmo. Who might better the vintage mold of the domestic goddess they're all looking for. Signs of micro-cheating include your partner having friends. My God, I'm in trouble.
You're in big trouble.
I wonder if there's nano-cheating, right? You think there's nano-cheating? Asking those friends for advice, complimenting those friends, looking at those friends. You know, there's been times where I've come home, and my wife will, and I'll say, so-and-so did this, that. Well, did you compliment her? No, I'm not complimenting another woman. Are you crazy? Because all I need is for somebody to hear that and think I'm, you know, trying to, what is it, flirt with somebody. Yeah, that's what I need. Anyway, so all these signs. So I want you to lock in on this, ladies, because I don't want any guy cheating on you, right? I mean, it's already bad enough that your relationship with a guy who's oppressing you, even though I don't know you, but according to Cosmo, he's oppressing you. So your partner, if he has friends, if he's asking those friends for advice, if he's complimenting those friends, if he's looking at those friends, if he's looking at their Facebook profiles, sharing good news with people who aren't a romantic partner. Wow. I got like... I'm kind of micro cheating with over 2,000 people, right, on one page. Oh my God, am I in trouble? Picking up the tab for other people at a restaurant, sharing inside jokes with friends, or tagging other women in an Instagram photo. Now here's the problem with that. I don't do my Instagram. My wife does. So are you micro cheating on my behalf? Apparently you are.
Every day.
Oh my God. The article was entitled 33 Ways to Tell If Your Boyfriend is Micro-Cheating. 33 Ways to Tell If Your Boyfriend is a Schmuck is another article of theirs. Where's the girlfriend one?
It's a women's magazine.
What do I know? Because women are just angels. In which case, you should probably dump him rather than stress over whether you can win his affections back from another woman. If he's going out with other women, paying them compliments, leaving his wedding ring at home, denying he's in a serious relationship to his friends and relatives, chances are you have bigger problems. And these aren't the sit-down and let's discuss over coffee problems. These are throw him out, bags to the street kind of problems. I mean, like, you haven't got enough problems that you're dealing with and issues you're dealing with. Now you're sitting at home, you're going to have a relaxing night, right? Most women, you turn, you put the fireplace on, you grab your copy of Cosmo magazine, you sit on the couch with your little cup of, give me a tea, I don't know, whatever a foo-foo tea is, just name one. And then you open the book up to 33 ways to tell if your boyfriend is micro-cheating and he's out on a business dinner. Right? I mean, that's just what you need. Blood pressure up the whole nine yards. Now, the point of the magazine, like, the point, magazines like Cosmopolitan aren't interested in giving you blunt life advice. They're interested in keeping women as anxious as possible, apparently, about the state of their relationships. I mean, when I look at those magazines at the checkout stand, you don't have to pick them up and look at them. You can see all the, what they call them, teasers right there on the front page. So apparently there's, 347,000 ways to please your man. How to dress in a way where your man will want you. How to make the right meal to turn your man on. I'm thinking, aren't all those, I always got a kick out of it. They're all demeaning titles. Like you're chasing your guy all around the place. Like you're doing everything you possibly can to keep him in the house. Ladies, if you're going to bust your hump to keep your guy in the house or to keep your guy with you, get rid of him. See, this is free. You don't even have to buy the magazine for this. Get rid of him. You don't need him. I never understood all of that stuff. How to keep the sex alive in your marriage or the romance or the or keeping him wanting you? Seriously? Because, you know, we all move on in age. Everything sags eventually. Let's just be honest about it. I don't know. Did you marry her just for what she has on the outside? I hope it was deeper than that because that goes away. You know what I'm saying? I do not have the same waist size as when I got married, right? You can attest to that?
Neither one of us do.
It's not why I married the woman. Hopefully that's not why you're with your guy. Just because he had a six-pack. Now he's got a... What do they say now? Now he's got a kegger. You know, it's not what it's all about. It's about what's on the inside. It's about how you treat each other. It's about how much you care for each other. And you 60-year-old guys... My God, you running around chasing 20-year-old women, are you out of your mind? You really want to go through all that crap again? Seriously? You can't keep up anyhow. In any way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's try to interject some sanity into the next story. How's that? Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about my favorite person on the face of the planet, Rachel Dolezal. Yeah, remember her? She was the white girl that identified as a black female, and she actually worked for the NAACP chapter, I think it was in Spokane, Washington. All right, so here's a white woman that was the head of an NAACP chapter. For those of you who don't know what the NAACP is, look it up. Seriously. God. Somebody actually invited this woman to a Martin Luther King rally, a Martin Luther King Jr. Dreamfest rally. And what it took, I can't believe that these people couldn't figure out who she was and what she was. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Alvin and the Chipmunks, that's right. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Shannon from Alaska, thanks for it. Boy, I mean, bring the fire up high. I hear you guys are having a, the police department there, or the state, declared it's a year of the kiss or something. I don't know. They're just trying to make it a more gentler, happier, nicer state. Although I've got a cousin that lives in Alaska. He loves it. He thinks it's wonderful. So, and Michael from Jersey, thanks for joining us tonight. I said it right, right? Jersey. Thanks for Jersey. Thanks for being with us tonight. Also Donna out of New York. Great to have you here as well. And from the great state of Texas, I guess if you know what? Austin. Now, come on, that's a joke, right? Your first name, is it really Austin from Texas? You see why I would ask that question. But no, guys, I really do. I appreciate the time that you are spending with me, that you're being with me tonight. And I know you could be listening to 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, and I do appreciate, I appreciate that a lot more than you think, okay? Because all us talk show hosts, we're all vying for the same audience, the same group, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. All right, so we were talking about... And I don't make these stories up. This is real. So I remember just really digging into this. I was trying to figure out why, with all the white privilege stuff, how nasty white people are towards black people. With all that stuff going on, where was Al Sharpton when this lady, Rachel Dolezal, was caught impersonating, for all intents and purposes, a black person? She was actually the president of the Spokane, Washington NAACP. And, you know, she's got, I have a picture of her up on our website. You can see how pasty white she is. And she obviously did something to get her skin tone a little blacker. And she's wearing her hair in an afro, or a pseudo-afro or something. So she went out of her way to mimic stereotypical black images. Nobody had a problem with that. I think it's because they were embarrassed. No, I really do. I think it's strictly because they were embarrassed. And where was Sharpton in all of this? There was no outrage. Right? Her parents were like, we don't know what's wrong with her. You let another loon into your office over there. But a North Carolina town has nixed Rachel speaking from its Martin Luther King Jr. Dream Fest next month, saying her scheduled appearance would take away from the goals of the event. And I agree with them. She made a mockery of the system. She made a mockery of the black plight, if you would. Charming Carrie, North Carolina, had originally booked Dolezal. Is it it's Dolezal. Dolezal? Dolezal. Dolezal. English is not my first language, apparently. To speak on a panel about racial identity and race relations, the former president of the Spokane, Washington NAACP chapter, Dolezal, drew national controversy after news broke that she was born to white parents, but she identified as black. See, you can truly, America, you can truly be whatever you want to be. The Dreamfest organizers originally said that they had chosen Dolezal because she had been depicted as a major villain through media because of her racial identity, yet she didn't steal from anybody. Really? Really? She didn't murder anybody. She didn't rob anybody. She only had an affinity for a group of people. No, she took advantage of a situation. She got in because she claimed she was black. She got in because she claimed she was a black female. So this is what is it? There's no pride stolen here? Are you serious? If the NAACP is truly what it stands for the furtherance of you know, it's really funny. They should change their name. Because if I called someone, I said, "Oh no, there's a bunch of colored people in the other room." See your eyeballs. I would get in so much trouble. But what do they call it? The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Purple
one? Maybe. You would think after all this time they would change it, because it's racially insensitive. She didn't murder, so she did nothing wrong. By claiming, this is what I mean about the left, the lunacy of the left, by claiming that she wasn't born to white people, that she was a black person, she went out of her way to change her skin color, to manipulate her skin color. She changed her hair. I mean, come on. What is this, a 70s Mod Squad episode? I mean, she went out of her way to get a perm to get her hair all frizzed out. Give me a... You know, she looks like that black girl in the commercial that had, like, the parting of the Red Sea on one side of her head. But the rest of it's all out everywhere. But
those curls, Jeff.
Is that what those are?
Curls.
They're frizzes.
The curls.
It's great. It's just... I looked at her and I said... You look at, I think, is the picture up on our website now? Because I know that I put up a, you wouldn't know, I'll take a look. No, I put it up there in a story I posted earlier. And it has her side by side. Head over to the website, therealside.com. And you'll see her as she was born. There's that confusion again. She was born a white girl. But she just doesn't identify that way. She's not feeling that way. You heard the guy earlier, or the person earlier. So local backlash quickly built around Rachel's appearance, with 8 clergymen decrying her sensationalized presence in a letter saying that her participation would not honor the stories, voices, and experiences of the people for whom Reverend King gave his life. I agree. I so agree. The Dreamfest organization quietly removed, well, I don't know why they quietly removed her. They would have had so much more. Think about something. You give them so much more credence when you go, hey, this person had to leave because. Right? We took her out because she's not black. And yes, it's not racist to have a black event. I don't think it is at all. It's my same look. It's my same argument with you guys all the way across the board. This dust up over this young lady that wants to join the Boy Scouts. She's a girl. She doesn't identify as a boy. She thinks it's not right for them not to allow girls in. Sorry, that's why it's called Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We can have the human scouts, bring both sides in, but when is society going to figure this out? When are you loons on the left going to figure out girls and boys, men and women, have different issues? They deal with different things. They mentally deal with things differently. It is truth. It's reality. You can't change it by wishing it away. Just because you think it's different doesn't mean it's different. That's where society has gone. We've gone down that road of thinking, if we think it, what is that? That power of positive thinking? Let me see. I won't be late. I won't be late to hold the plane. I won't be late to hold the plane. There goes my plane. What happened? Doesn't matter what you think. Let me tell you what. I sat at an airport one day with a buddy of mine, eating lunch, forgot to change my clock because, you know, apparently as you move east, the time changes. Did you know that? And the time that they give you on your ticket is not the time from where you left, not your home time in California, but the departure time is actually the departure time of the airport you happen to be in. So as we're sitting there eating, watching the plane push away from the terminal, we're looking at each other going, that could be our plane. It's only three. It's not three here. It's six here. Didn't matter what I thought. It didn't matter what I believed. That plane was leaving without me. Anyway, so Doug McRaney, Kerry Parks Recreation and Cultural Resources Director, told Heat Street the town supports this decision. While we were hopeful that her being part of the panel discussion of discrimination would be meaningful, we heard concerns from pastors and citizens that her presence would result in negative. What? Are we serious? Come on, think about this. Well, hopefully the... I'm sorry. I'll get myself together. While we're hopeful that her being part of the panel discussion of discrimination could be meaningful, we heard concerns from pastors and sisters. What was she discriminated? Where was she discriminated? What stories does she have? She has no stories. And her story starts on a lie. You're going to have a liar walk out on stage to tell you about her true experiences being a black person? How do you believe her? This shows you that these people, the medication, it's something in the air. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong here. Her being part of the panel discussion of discrimination could be meaningful. We heard concerns from pastors and citizens that her presence would result in a negative notoriety that would overshadow all the good Dreamfest is set to deliver. And no one certainly wants to see that happen. Rachel refuses to comment on the situation. I don't blame her. What is she going to say? She either lies about it. She still won't respond to, why did you tell people you were black? I mean, she won't say anything. So she's either embarrassed as heck, has no answer, or probably the latter. She has no answer. She doesn't know what to say or what to do. Okay, you Facebook people, we have to reset top of every hour. Please join us again on the other side. I am sure you're going to enjoy some of the stories that I got coming up. Can I tell you what? The crazy stuff that seems to have slipped under the radar over the last few days, last week, last 2 weeks, whatever. You got to hear. And the loons are at it again. All those celebrities, I guess that's what you call them. I call them boneheads. But all those celebrities, they really think you care. They really think they had an effect the first time. These guys are desperate. And they have no clue. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.